He was like one step up from like male prostitution.
I have UFO alien connections. Okay, we're gonna get a little deep. I'll make it quick.
I have a picture of Ted Nugent. Dirty, dirty. I gotta pee.
Smells like corn over here.
Welcome to the All Out Podcast with your host, Henry K. John Hauser. Music, movies, wrestling, science fiction, entertainment, all things that exist. And we talk about right here on the All Out Podcast.
All Out and Out in the Patio once again, John Hauser.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
The earth is shaking right now.
It's like a new scene.
New scene. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
And we've been sitting here trying to conjure up the thoughts and feelings we've had and the experiences that we've had in this time gap. And it turns out we're the most boring people that have ever walked this great decaying earth.
Yes.
So we did think, you know, the decaying earth and this giant hole that's opened up in Russia. This big, what they thought was a sinkhole at first, but now they think it was not an explosion per se, but an ejection, they called it, because of the dirt mountains around the outside, and sinkholes don't normally push dirt up, it just falls down. And so there's this small underground icy lake underneath,
right.
I guess, right? There's probably some sort of alien in there.
Where hobbits, you know, fish.
Hobbit fish. Hobbit fish.
If something pushes out, okay, if something pushes out, something's got to push it out.
Right? Some sort of propulsion.
I mean, sinkholes don't really bother me. Yeah. Well, I guess it would.
It would if it happened to you.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. We don't have to worry about that so
you
much.
You know, if you're sitting here and all of a sudden you see the ground coming out.
Yeah. You know,
you're going to say, wait a second, that don't look right.
And from my understanding, it's a pretty remote part of the country. Like, I don't think there's anybody that's going to be there to see what happened. So we're never going to know for sure.
Right.
You know, there's no real evidence. I watched a video of a helicopter flying over and then dropping, like, a GoPro down on a rope. And they're like, I wonder what's down here.
Well, yeah.
But
and nobody's thinking there's not, like, a top secret underground whatever, you know, that they released.
Or is there?
They don't know what it is, though. They don't really know what it causes. I mean, they're coming up with their theories.
Yeah, like the natural gas buildup.
Right.
Yeah, that.
Sure. That. Yeah.
Could just be a well burp.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But that's a lot. It's pretty deep.
Some of the theories that they come up with sometimes is, you know, I think they have like a top secret world group of people sitting, you know, wherever. And when there's something weird happens in the world, they go to those people and they say, okay, come up with a theory,
we
guys.
We need something.
Come on.
Remember those Africanized bees that were going to happen? We got you. We need you to top that.
Right, right.
Yeah. So we're talking about this, and what if? No, John Hosier poses the question, what if? There's more to the story.
Right.
What if? Underneath our feet and underneath the soil that we walk on every day, John Hosier. What if people live down there?
Well, see, there's a big long theory about that.
There's a big long theory.
Underground, you know, subways that stretch from, you know, coast to coast.
Yeah.
Have you heard about those?
I've heard about that, actually.
Denver Airport.
Denver Airport's a crazy place, they say.
It's connected to it, not, you know, when you have all these out in New Mexico or wherever.
Yeah.
Illinois.
I don't think.
Yeah, you say, well, people would be surprised at what's underground.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Let's be real.
You don't do that. I've never known you to be real in my whole entire...
There are places in the country where they could do that.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I've been to places where there's just absolutely nothing, no houses, nothing, and they could say, hey, let's dig a hole. Let's dig a hole, Bob, and make an underground subway, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know, once they would do that, I mean, could they go coast to coast without anybody knowing it?
You'd think that they'd need some sort of tunneling machine, you know, to get through the populated areas.
Like these huge mining machines that you've seen?
And you'd think that, I mean, that dirt's got to come out. You can't just magically make the dirt disappear when you're going,
correct,
when you're digging and tunneling. So they'd need to have some sort of a system behind it,
mm-hmm,
shoveling the dirt out and mm-hmm taking it out one end.
Right.
But it's not doable, I wouldn't think. I think it's, you know, pretty plausible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely creative enough people on the planet.
I mean, is the earthquakes in Oklahoma, is it fracking or is it...
Is fracking the red herring?
Right.
You know? It's like... It's kind of like Area 51. Like, everybody says that, you know, it's the flying saucers and the aliens. And I think that's what they want us to think that is there. But I think it's probably something way worse than that.
Oh, right. Right.
You know? Right. It's probably like where they make smallpox and, you know, weapons against our own country or something. Or, you know, you never know.
Where George drops the vial. Oh.
Oh.
Not
oh,
again.
God. Some illegal lab gets busted with a vial of smallpox in their refrigerator, like last week too.
I know.
It's
You're
crazy.
Not saying that this stuff does.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily connected. Don't be worried.
Even though everything seems to happen at the same time.
But what if we have, you know, a population, you know, in the inner Earth? What if there's an inner Earth?
There's that. There's a lot of people that think that. I've thought that for a long, long time.
The supposed the aircraft opening holes in the poles.
The Hollow Earth Theory.
The Hollow Earth Theory.
Yes. It could,
what's your take on the Hollow Earth Theory?
And here we go in Russia. It just so happens that they have this. Somebody pushes something out or something causes that out, you know?
Yeah.
And has anybody looked in there?
Just that GoPro. They need a scuba team to see what's in the water.
Yeah.
It could be a War of the Worlds type thing, too. Maybe there was some sort of aircraft buried. There was a lightning strike and an alien came down in the lightning strike and...
See, this we're getting too deep. I can't handle.
It's a hole. How deep can we? Where's the threshold?
I mean, because if you say you have this hole, okay. Now just think of all the things that's happened recently.
Okay.
There's been a lot of things going on in the news recently.
Yeah.
Do you notice the connection?
Russia.
We have a winner.
What's your
We didn't discuss this. I just threw that out there.
Okay.
And instantly you said,
yeah,
Russia.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean
going, but
and
is
one, and it's one thing after another.
The initial, I would say, the initial detonation of this Russian blame the Russians, hate the Russians campaign and things happening in Russia lately. I would say started off with them taking over the Ukraine, right?
Right.
Okay, so is everything tied to that specific incident, or is that specific incident something that is a distraction for what's really going on in Russia?
A diversionary, right. First you have a jet that disappears.
Maybe not necessarily
related. They can't find it, and I'm going back to the other.
Right? The first one, the one that left from,
Australia. We're not saying they got sucked down to Middle Earth. We're saying that it disappeared.
It disappeared.
It disappeared. No one knows where it went.
Right.
Right. Okay, and then you have all of these things happen, right? All of a sudden, Russia's, you know, freaking out, starting to cause a little trouble here and there.
Yeah. Putin's an asshole.
Right. And all of a sudden, then you have this big hole, right?
Yeah, we have and then, this then you new have airplane
the,
shot
you have
down.
The new jet, shot down. So is it diversionary? Is, you know, okay, well, let's try to get people's thoughts off of what? You know.
What do you think?
Or did it just happen that way?
What do you think? You're the evil genius here.
Domino theory.
Okay. Elaborate.
Seriously, a domino theory. Okay. Oh, you and money, that's it.